Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. A major decision from the nation's highest court today about guns. The U.S. Supreme Court has struck down a New York gun control law that required people to show proper cause to get a license to carry a concealed handgun outside the home. Reaction from Governor Hochul.
Today, the Supreme Court struck down a New York law that limits who can carry concealed weapons. Does everyone understand what a concealed weapon means? That you have no forewarning. That someone can hide a weapon on them and go into our subways, go into our grocery stores, like stores up in Buffalo, New York, where I'm from, go into a school in Parkland or Uvalde. This could place millions of New Yorkers in harm's way.
Well, we are expecting to hear from the mayor shortly. Let's get more about that from our Juliet Papa. Juliet.
Yes, in fact, the mayor is calling a news conference with the city council speaker, who just issued the statement saying the Supreme Court's decision to overturn New York's gun laws is dangerous and puts New Yorkers at risk. Our country and city are already facing a gun violence crisis, and this ruling only threatens to worsen the harm inflicted on our community. So that will be going on at 12 noon, and 1010 Winds will carry it live. And the governor, as you just heard her, went on. She was just very distressed. She says the gun culture insanity has now possessed the Supreme Court. She says the court is sending us backwards when it comes to protecting families and preventing gun violence. Now, the concealed carry permit in New York has classifications and restrictions. You need to show that you were in danger or threatened or your business was of a sensitive nature in order to be granted this permit. Only 1,700 permits for concealed carry have been granted in New York City, and a reported 1,400 were allowed from other jurisdictions. Now, some analysts are saying that the decision does address so-called sensitive places, generally meaning public spaces or where there are mass gatherings of people, and that there are options for individual jurisdictions, i.e. cities and states. So we're going to have to see as we analyze this further how this is interpreted. I did reach out also to the NYPD to see what kind of statement or how they will address this. And they may be joining the mayor, the police commissioner. We don't know that as of yet, but we do know that they had been working on this in the event this decision was taking place. Bridget?
All right. And again, as Juliet says, at noon, that's when we'll be hearing from the mayor, and Juliet covering and keeping us on top of all the latest details on this story. We're going to bring you some legal analysis in just a moment, but want to continue bringing you reaction to this. New York Senator Gillibrand just issuing a statement saying, today's Supreme Court ruling guts state concealed carry permit laws, and it is not just irresponsible, it is downright dangerous. The rally is being held this evening to close Broadway to cars. Our Glenn Chuck previewing for Newsline.
Groups like Families for Safe Streets and Transportation Alternatives leading this rally tonight, where dozens are expected to rally on down from 33rd and Broadway down to 25th Street. But for coffee cart owner Spiro, I asked him, would he want the cars to go away?
Never. Look at 2 years prior. There's been less accidents with the streets open than there was closed. What they have to do is remove the bike lanes from busy areas. How do they want people to deliver stuff to the buildings, into the stores, into the hotels?
Monday's crash of Broadway and 29th, 48-year-old tourist Misha Wallace from Ohio lost her leg. Another tourist also pinned against the wall. Taxi driver and the cyclist also injured. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here at 33rd and Broadway.
And more about the investigation this morning. Some bystanders had said the cabbie claimed his brakes were not working. The passenger who was in the back of the cab was overheard by bystanders saying he was confused about why his driver didn't stop before he hit the cyclist. However, paperwork filed by police after the accident says that the bicyclist blew a red light, collided with the cab, flew off his bike, and was then dragged by the taxi. He was severely injured, his arm mangled. That rally about safer streets at 6 o'clock this evening, 1010 Winds, of course, covering. On the COVID front this morning, what is your company's policy on vaccines? Well, it seems the mayor is not going to be checking anytime soon. The city is not going to inspect private businesses, even though there is a vaccine mandate for private employees. A spokesman for Mayor Adams says instead the focus is on education, getting people to get that first shot. Before he left office, Mayor de Blasio implemented the vaccine mandate for private employers. The Adams spokesman noting 87% of New Yorkers do have their first dose.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.